AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. An American mother and daughter are among the 150 people killed in the crash of a German airliner in the French Alps. Yvonne Selke of Noakesville, Virginia, worked for a federal contractor in Washington. Her daughter, Emily, was a recent graduate of Drexel University in Philadelphia. The head of the French Aviation Investigative Agency, Remy Judy, says the audio from the cockpit recorder has been downloaded.
We just succeeded in getting an audio file which contains usable sounds and voices.
Judy adds that there currently is not the slightest explanation for what caused a German Wings plane to lose altitude and crash in the Alps. President Obama is celebrating the fifth anniversary of his health care law with criticism of his critics. Mark Smith with more.
The president says lots of things that were forecast never happened.
Death panels, doom, a serious alternative from Republicans in Congress.
And 2 days after Ted Cruz became the first GOP presidential candidate vowing to repeal every word of Obamacare, its namesake asked, how is that a political philosophy?
You've got to explain how kicking millions of families off their insurance is somehow going to make us more free.
Obama says despite some mistakes in implementation, his plan has boosted coverage, reined in premiums, helped cut the deficit, and saved lives. Mark Smith at the White House.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani tells a joint meeting of Congress that his country owes a profound debt to the more than 2,200 American soldiers killed in Afghanistan, as well as those who have helped rebuild his country and ordinary Americans whose taxes paid much of the cost. He also notes it's been a long, difficult fight since the 9/11 attacks.
Together, our two countries will finish the job that began on that clear, terrible September morning. Almost 14 years ago.
This is AP Radio News. Yemeni security and port officials say President Abdel Rabu Mansour Hadi has left the country by sea from the port of Aden as Shiite rebels advance on that city. Heinz is buying Kraft to form one of the world's largest food companies.
The merged company, Kraft Heinz, will own products that make up a pantry full of American kitchen staples. All the ketchup, pickles, cheeses, and other Kraft and Heinz brands, plus Ore-Ida, Oscar Mayer, Jell-O, Planters, TGI Fridays. 13 of those brands sell at least $500 million worth a year. The merger comes as food processors struggle with changing American tastes. Consumers are increasingly looking for less processed food. The $28 billion deal came together in just the last month, pushed by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, which bought Heinz 2 years ago. Warren Levinson, New York.
Longtime BBC Top Gear host Jeremy Clarkson is out of a job, network deciding not to renew his contract after Clarkson had a fracas with his producer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.